crazy story out of Fort Worth from late Monday night, early Tuesday morning. Officers responded to a crash at over in the West 7th neighborhood at 2801 Crockett Street, which is where the bar Concrete Cowboy resides. Earlier in the night,
were you talking about them yesterday?
I don't think so. Okay, so that was a different place in Uptown, Bottled Blonde.
Mm. Concrete Cowboy was brought up, though.
Yeah.
As far as a citation being issued.
Okay. See, that's Danny with Steel Trap. Earlier in this night, so Monday night.
That's what a clean brain will give you.
Officers responded to a disturbance that an intoxicated man was arguing with the staff and he was asked to leave. He was supposed to ride home with a friend, but he got into his own vehicle, drove down the street where he attempted to run over the bar staff standing outside the bar. Now, I have a friend who lives very close to this bar and sent me a video that I just sent to the three of you so you can see what was happening here. This dude is in a Grand Theft Auto rampage.
It's insane.
It's disturbing.
He drove over the curb and hit several objects before turning around and attempting to run over the bar staff again, at which point he missed the staff but hit a woman who was a patron of the bar that night and, quote, not his intended target.
Who was the person that was laying in the middle of the road next to the SUV?
I feel like that's the person he hit. Okay. You know what? I'm not sure. The video
is a public video?
I don't think so. I'll check before I post it. But yeah, it's taken from a balcony above, and he is driving around. Now, it is pretty late. If this were 10 o'clock, this area would have been packed, I can imagine, even right now. But he is just – it really does look like Grand Theft Auto.
Has he been diving out of the way?
Oh, he – yeah, there's people diving out of the way for sure. He's been apprehended, yes. 34-year-old Moises Salinas. And he's been charged with 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, 1 charge of aggravated assault causing serious bodily injury. You remember for like 3 months when we didn't have any stories like this?
Yep.
Because everything was shut down.
Remember when we had sports?
Yeah. I remember having some stories, at least from Tarrant County. I think the DUIs were way, way, way down, even though alcohol sales were way, way up. So people were just kind of getting it on their couch and falling asleep.
Remember the beginning of the year when you were counting? They were going Dallas County had like a death a day or a murder a day. Mm-hmm. Tarrant was falling off. Then that fell off tremendously, right? There's just not as much murder with the shutdown.
I've seen that there's more spousal abuse and child abuse, but less murder.
Okay, so
I don't know how that all.
So thumbs up.
If you want to thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yay!
There was a public protest in Wiley last night. Angry residents upset with the mayor, Eric Hogue. Let's see here. Regarding an exchange that the mayor had with the mayor pro temp. Mayor Pro Tem asked if someone from a faith group could lead prayer before council. The mayor, who is a minister at the Church of Christ, responded, "All I ask is that those leading the prayer be young men." He said he does not believe a woman should ever lead a prayer.
Huh.
In response to the protest, the mayor, who is not running for re-election, which means he is gone clear, did not apologize for what he calls, quote, his opinion. But he did add that he did not mean to offend anyone.
Do we ever?
Where was the prayer going to be?
To like, open council going forward. Or maybe it was just for this one, but someone else asked, can we have a prayer before council?
Is there not a separation of church and state?
Oh, come on, man.
This is Texas.
Yeah.
Texas.
And then this, so... just but the prayer to lead council, that's cool. But then if you say a woman can't do it.
Right. That's old school Bible.
Protest. Right.
That women can't be leading no prayers.
I mean, that's how it was.
Is that a quote?
When I was growing
from
up.
From the Bible?
Yeah, I believe that was Matthew 6:12.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys ever remember
women be tripping?
Your moms or grandmas being asked to lead the prayer?
No, they just stuck them in the choir.
I don't know.
You didn't get beaten down by as much church as, at least I know, you know.
No, I had some early churching, yeah. But they don't let the ladies do that. I know, of course, Catholic churches. you know, you can't do anything.
Although there is
can't be in charge.
A slight Catholic angle here, because it does not, it says not just men, but all I ask those leading the prayer is that they be young men. So
young
you even
men.
Put in a slight age filter.
That makes it weirder.
Yeah, it does. Church was voluntary for
did,
me.
Did he specify like blondes or brunettes?
Yeah.
Strapping.
Weight. A height weight requirement.
It was totally
maybe,
optional.
Maybe wrestlers.
For you?
Maybe
yeah.
just the wrestling team.
In a town that size, though, if you didn't attend some type of organized church, you missed out on a lot of social events. So to me, it was an opportunity to raise hell.
To pull wool.
I wasn't doing that in high school.
Davey, did you have to? Did you ever have to attend church camp? I know Danny and I have
hell
told church camp
yeah.
stories before.
Church camp was not really a Catholic thing.
Okay.
I went to Boy Scout camp, but I didn't go to church camp. I went to a lot of church, and I went to a lot of religious education classes and functions, but there were no camps, really.
I can't believe the Baptist Church allowed us to do what we did at camp every year.
But they didn't know. They thought you
they
were
do
just
now.
Praising the Lord.
I never went to a Baptist church till we came down to Arlington for the summer to visit Uncle Gary. And then Aunt Terry thought we could use some churching up.
Were you spending the summers with a morning show?
What, Gary and Terry?
Yeah.
You know about Uncle Gary.
Yeah, lived but I didn't know he was married to Aunt Terry, though.
Oh, yeah. So she took us to church because Uncle Gary's son would visit as well. So then we would spend a month with him. And I had never been to a Baptist church, and it's the first time I ever saw a whole person. Like, I've seen, what do you call it when you sprinkle the water
christening.
On the baby's head? Christen the baby? Yet when you christen a boat, you slam a big bottle into it?
And if you christen a new apartment, we all know what that means.
Every right, room in the
right.
house.
Mm-hmm. And the stove.
Yeah, you should never christen a baby with a giant bottle of Korbel. Right to the fontanelle.
Yeah, just Gen
X
that
Davey.
One word can mean three different, really, really different things. Anyway, I've never seen it before. A man was like dunked his whole body into like a bathtub or
yeah.
like a big giant thing of water up top. And I just
like,
thought
they
that
like
was.
A,
I'm like, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
A James Brown hot tub up on the stage.
They really do. That's what I mean.
It was,
I
was a huge thing
was,
of water.
Was, I was probably 13 and I got the 70s hot tub dunk.
You were christened at that time? So they,
we
they
just
don't,
called it baptized.
They don't
yeah.
do – or baptized. That's – yeah, baptized.
Right.
In
we,
the
we
baptism.
Had our
somewhat interchangeable.
Our
I guess,
kids yeah, were baptized as well. But they weren't dunked into water.
Did you see the other day –
they were just, you know, sprinkle a little on them.
I guess it was for a Catholic christening. But so
oh,
that they could stay
– the violent dunking?
I've seen the violent dunking. But the one, the more recent one was the priest had a water gun. And it was like neon.
Oh, I saw that on the
blast them with the super.
It's the social distancing,
right?
Baptism. Do they still do that now? If you go to a Baptist church,
yeah,
the whole body gets.
Oh
dunked?
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
So they reserve it for post baby people.
Yeah, because you have to decide.
Do you wear the Polyphonic Spree robe?
Yes.
Really,
I had a robe of sorts, or
the,
maybe just like a really loose T-shirt type thing, kind of cheap.
Tall tee.
Yeah, I had a six flags tall tee.
A wet T-shirt tee.
Will you guys be locked in this afternoon at 3:33 Central?
Hell yeah.
To the SpaceX launch. Conditions currently not favorable, as
no,
there was
no.
a tornado warning in the area. But I believe that ended half an hour ago without
so
any visible twisters.
What is SpaceX?
Is that part of Space Force?
Elon Musk?
Yeah, it's
yeah
Elon
that's
Musk.
His private
it
company.
It is? Mm-hmm. And it's using, though, NASA astronauts, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is the first ever endeavor that...
This is the first manned flight with U.S. astronauts that is a private endeavor, private company.
And have his rockets been doing well?
Oh, yeah.
Like, is there risk
he has,
here?
He has – SpaceX has rockets that can land themselves. That, you know, most of the time, like when you would watch the space shuttle launches and they would have the big fuel tank in the middle and the boosters on either side. And then once it got out of the atmosphere, the the shuttle would jettison all that and it would just burn up in the reentry. But the SpaceX rockets, like, they can re-enter the atmosphere and then they can land just vertically back on their, you know,
really?
On their landing gear. It's crazy.
With no parachute?
No.
Just like he does the self-driving car, right?
Yeah, it's Tesla. The future.
Same bit.
I think they have a big, is it McGregor, Texas? Or maybe they have one at South Texas. I think they have a testing
site. You can't even read.
Down near the border. No, not Conor McGregor. Stretch Armstrong. The two men who will man the rocket are described in this story as space veterans Doug Hurley and Bob Bennekin.
Bob and Doug?
There's something very childish about the term space veterans. And as Davey said, yes, it would mark the first time a private company sent human beings.
They know their way around space.
Orbit. Are you
they don't
still,
have to get the maps go.
Jake, are you still in the SG camp on space?
You know, it's kind of a nuanced position. I'm not that interested in it. But really, at the beginning, that was all just me looking at the world and thinking, boy, it seems like you kind of got a lot of problems down here. And then people were like, whoa, but Velcro. And I'm like, yeah, but I mean, you tell me we couldn't have arrived upon Velcro or...
I always thought your initial stance on space being super gay was just that all the people who were really into stuff growing up, like when you're in elementary school, you didn't like those kids.
Right, because they were less interested in, like, peregrine falcons and lions and stuff that I thought was cool. I'm like, look, we got cool stuff down here. We don't even know what's up there. Why aren't you guys more into the zoo?
The unknown is pretty cool, though.
Yeah, but life wouldn't be as kick-ass now if we didn't have the race to the moon in the 60s.
See, I think that's a snow...
Support that
that's
statement.
That's a snow job, I think, by the government.
Back that statement up.
I'm just saying that the pace of technology would not have been as rapid had we not had the goal of the lunar landing. That really set off the computer age.
If you believe it actually happened.
Ooh.
Right. Well, there. He trumped me.
Literally.
Yeah, I guess my thought is that we might have still come across Dippin' Dots in terrestrial quests. Like, maybe we would have found more cool stuff in the ocean.
But is space, or going to the moon...
We could have found Megalodon.
Like, is much like FaceTime. We anticipated it heavily, and then we got there, and we're like, not that great.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
We just stopped doing it.
We're 32,000 feet up here.
Like, we can FaceTime, but we don't.
Let's head back.
We'd rather just make a call.
Aren't we supposed to be going back, like 2024 or something?
Is that
the
point of Space Force?
Yeah.
Good, because they want to set up a lunar base to then have manned flights to Mars.
Correct.
Really?
And it takes 4 months to get to Mars, Jake.
From the moon?
That's it? I remember Matt Damon. It took him years.
I know. And then he grew potatoes in his poop.
Is that actually a plot line of that movie?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's a huge
plot
line.
It's like the only thing.
Come on.
You wouldn't see that movie, huh?
No, I would not.
Well, now will you? Now that you know about the poop potato?
Maybe I will.